is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. For the first time since July 6th, the Twins will play an American League team tonight. Minnesota had played five straight interleague series, seeing the Cubs, Pirates, Rockies, Dodgers, and Nationals. Tonight, it's the Boston Red Sox. They open a three-game series at Target Field, and it starts what could be an uncertain week for the Twins, with the Major League trade deadline looming on Thursday and the team firmly on the lower end of the playoff bubble. Team president Derek Falvey says that leaves a lot of question marks.
It's always a constant evaluation of where you are now and where you want to be in the future, right? And you know, the charge for any team at any deadline is to try and weigh that, right? Weigh what you have going at the current moment in time, and then ultimately what you're trying to invest in over time and in the future. And every team is at a different stage, right? There are some teams that are clearly much more in the postseason, and maybe some that are clearly much more out. A lot more teams kind of somewhere in the middle with players that can impact your team both this year, next year, and the subsequent season. So it's a chess game that you're still trying to navigate through every day to figure out what's the best thing for the long-term health of your franchise at the same time as the present.
Tonight's first pitch is 6:40. The Vikings have an afternoon training camp workout today in Eagan. Vikes tight end T.J. Hockenson says having wide receiver Justin Jefferson out with that mild hamstring injury opened some early opportunities for others.
We all know what J.J. 18 can do, so one of the best receivers in this league. So, you know, give some guys some offs in order to make some plays, and, you know, we'll have J.J. ready to go by the time we need him.
College football, the Gophers open fall camp today on campus. When Kurt Kitayama finished sixth in last year's 3M Open in Blaine, he says he felt good about the course, and lo and behold, he was this year's winner.
You know, some of the courses you're just comfortable with, and having that result last year definitely helps coming in this week, knowing that I can play well here, and I think just being comfortable like that is what helps.
This is MNN Sports.